From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Authorities in Turkey saying a child suicide bomber carried out a Saturday attack on a wedding party in the southeastern part of the country, not far from the border with Syria. At least 51 people died. Scores more were wounded, many of them critically. Shortly after the attack, Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Şimşek flew into Gaziantep, where the attack took place, and took a defiant tone. He said the aim of the terrorist is to scare the people, but he will not allow this, he says. Meantime, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the Islamic State is the chief suspect, accusing the group of targeting Turkey's Kurdish minority, seeking to create ethnic divisions within the country. Wedding was attended by many Kurds in a Kurdish part of the city. Syrian Kurdish forces have inflicted a number of recent defeats on IS. U.S. condemning that wedding attack as U.S. Vice President Joe Biden heads to Ankara later this week, where he's expected to discuss the fight against terrorism. United States also has condemned two explosions in north-central Somalia, in which at least 17 people were killed, saying the cowardly acts targeting security forces in Puntland, government officials and civilians are an attempt to weaken the East African country ahead of its political transition later this year. A suicide attack at a marketplace in Mora in northern Cameroon near the Nigerian border killed at least three. Mora, close to a large military base that is part of a multinational fighting team. They are fighting seven-year insurgency of the militant Sunni group Boko Haram. It is the latest in a string of suicides. This is VOA News. Israeli military conducting tank and air attacks targeting Hamas positions in Gaza Strip following a rocket attack that hit an Israeli border town. There were no casualties, at least though, two Palestinians wounded in the Israeli strikes. There was no claim of responsibility for the rocket attack on the Israeli border town of Sderot. South Korea and the United States began annual military drills today despite North Korea's threat of nuclear strikes in response to the exercises that it calls an invasion rehearsal. This kind of rhetoric by Pyongyang is not unusual, but the latest warning comes at a time of more tensions following the defection of a senior North Korean diplomat, plus a U.S. plan to deplace, that is, a high-tech defense missile system in South Korea. China says a branch of its Coast Guard holding live firing exercises that's happening in the Tonkin Gulf amid disputes over territory in the South China Sea. Experts are saying the Zika virus will remain active in the United States maybe as long as another 2 years, with the Gulf Coast states being the most vulnerable. Dr. Anthony Fauci is chief of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
I would not be surprised if we see cases in Texas and Louisiana, particularly now where you have the situation with flooding in Louisiana. There's going to be a lot of problems getting rid of standing water. When you have a subtropical or semi-tropical region with the right mosquitoes and individuals who have travel-related cases that are in the environment, it would not be surprising that we will see additional cases not only in Florida, but perhaps in other of the Gulf Coast states.
The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to severe birth defect called microcephaly in pregnant women, causing babies to be born abnormally small heads and underdeveloped brains. Rio de Janeiro Summer Games have ended. That happened late Sunday, final day featuring 12 gold medal events. U.S. Olympic Committee CEO Scott Blackmon said despite some venue problems, it was on the whole a successful competition.
Despite all of the controversy leading in, whether it was water quality or Zika or security, that these games have been really well produced and enjoyed by the people who participated, most of all the athletes.
U.S. dominated the games, 121 medals, followed by China, Britain, and Russia. It's now on to the next summer games. Those will be in Tokyo in 2020. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.